One thing about the cost of flood insurance, it can add up.
Yeah, but you know, you need it, you need it.
Richard Rivera says he paid around $2,000 a year.
And you paid and paid, and you know, hopefully you never need it, but when you need it, you'd like to have it.
That's where he found himself a few weeks ago, when a flood came tearing through his Austin neighborhood and his home. In a twist of fate, Rivera had upped his insurance coverage just months before the flood. And around the same time, he says, his neighbors dropped their insurance altogether.
That was one of the deals, where the payments was almost the size of the mortgage, so he let it go. And that guy's really having some problems right now, and he's got kids.
More people might find themselves unable to pay for insurance if changes to the National Flood Insurance Program move forward. Flood insurance is administered by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Professor David Maidment with UT's Center for Research in Water Resources says that's because private insurers wouldn't otherwise offer coverage to some homeowners. He says the federal flood insurance system worked for a while. Then,
after Hurricane Katrina, the federal flood insurance program took a huge hit, and it's now $24 billion in the hole.
To fix that, Congress came up with an overhaul of the program. It passed in 2012 and was named after its two congressional authors. It was called the Biggert Waters Act,
which was designed to bring more money into the flood insurance program by eliminating subsidies for flood insurance and having people pay premiums that reflected the real risk of them incurring flood losses.
Around 20% of all policyholders nationally receive government-subsidized insurance. Over 60,000 of those policyholders are in Texas. It's those people who will see their rates change under Biggert Waters.
It could change if there's a flood. It could change if your policy lapses. It could change if you sell your home and you get and somebody gets a new policy. It could change if this is a business property or not your primary residence. There are a lot of reasons why it may change.
Kevin Shunk is floodplain administrator for the city of Austin. He says some increases will be gradual, with smaller price hikes every year. Some will be immediate. For example, if you bought under the old rules in the year after Biggert Waters passed, you'll immediately pay more under the new system.
I'm talking thousands of dollars different. I mean, maybe flood insurance policies for a home that's below the 100-year floodplain may be on the order of $15,000 a year, whereas before, maybe it was $2,000 a year.
So city and state officials are offering this advice to policyholders.
Contact their flood insurance agent and talk to them about the changes.
I just want to make sure that people who have a flood policy, you don't let it lapse. Because if they let it lapse, then they're going to be affected with full risk rates as well. They'll lose their subsidy.
Patty Lapshaw is with the insurance company Wright Flood. They're supporting a postponement of the price increases and a more gradual decrease in government subsidies. That's being debated this week in Washington. Another group supporting the postponement, Realtors. Emily Chenevert is with the Austin Board of Realtors. She says high flood insurance rates could make some properties unsellable.
We want to be sure that there are not really specific and targeted barriers to homeownership that are a result of excessive cost.
Of course, supporters of the new system argue that's the point. They say homeownership in areas at risk of dangerous flooding should be discouraged, and higher insurance rates eventually will be necessary. In the case of Richard Rivera, the flooded homeowner we heard from at the start of this story, he doesn't think he'll have much luck selling his property either way.
Would you like to buy this house knowing what had just happened to me? No, you wouldn't, especially if you got little ones.
For the time being, he's just recovering what he can and trying to decide where he'll rebuild once his insurance claim is finalized. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel, KUT News.